just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Thursday, July the 22nd. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com. Well, there are many things that you can attribute to today's move in both the Dow and gold. But I guess you can boil it down to day two of Ben Bernanke giving testimony before the House, where early this morning, which kind of coincided with a $12 pop in the price of gold, when Bernanke stressed that the central bank was ready to take further steps to stimulate the U.S. economy if growth turns out to be weaker than expected. According to Bloomberg News, this signals a weaker dollar. You could also attribute it to better than expected earnings from one company in particular, Caterpillar, although they didn't mention that on CNBC. Caterpillar supplies mining equipment. And could that be the reason for Caterpillar's great second quarter earnings? Well, we know it wasn't the jobless claims expected to come in at 445,000. It came in hot at 464,000. But Wall Street apparently didn't pay any attention to that bad news, decided they wanted to stick with the happy feet. And so subsequently, the Dow closing up 201 to end the day at 10,322. NASDAQ up 58.5 at 2,245. S&P 500 up 24 at 1,093. As we mentioned, gold spiked earlier today up $12. Gold stuck its head over 1,200 bucks early this morning. 1,202 was the high. Closed up $8.40, $1,195.50. But the big winner today was silver. Now there could be another reason why silver closed up 43 cents at 1813, actually at a high of 1822. And we'll explore that possibility when we return.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Cat named Jake, 31 candles on a birthday cake. Next year, thought by now she'd have a man, two car seats and a minivan. But it's still late here. She says summer's gotta get hit. Yeah, some gotta give me butterflies, some gotta make me feel alive. Yeah, some gotta give me dreams tonight, some gotta make me feel alright. I don't know where it is, yeah, the summer's gotta get.
Welcome back to Flipside for this Thursday, July the 22nd. Well, July's almost gone. Soon it'll be August, and then it's September. Let's not get into that subject. Before we get back to silver, platinum closed up $11 at $1,529. Palladium up $8 at $459. Apparently in Asian trading, gold up $2 at $1,197.50. Silver up a nickel at $18.19. Platinum up $3 at $15.31. Palladium up $6 at $4.65. Crude oil knocking at the door of $80 again, closing at $79.08. Seems as though there is a good chance we will know this time tomorrow if there's a hurricane heading for the Gulf. And the U.S. dollar, thanks to statements by Ben Bernanke, weak on the day. U.S. dollar index closing at 82.58. Every Saturday, for those of you who visit eaglesup.com, I always post interviews with Eric King and Ted Butler. Ted Butler has been the single largest contributor to explaining to the people what's been going on in the silver market vis-a-vis J.P. Morgan's short position in silver, which constitutes two-thirds of the world's production. And he's been an activist as well, leading the charge in educating those that will listen at the CFTC to the blatant manipulation that's been taking place, primarily in the silver market, because that's where his level of expertise is, but pretty much in the commodities markets in general. And he sent out this audio clip of Commissioner Bart Chilton giving support for the recently passed, yesterday signed into law, Financial Reform Act. The action in silver today may, I'm not saying it is, but may be in response to what J.P. Morgan traders see coming down the pike. So without further ado, let Commissioner Bart Chilton tell you in his own words what he feels about this new enforcement measure that's been given to the CFTC. This is what he said yesterday before the bill was signed into law. This is Bart Chilton.
The Financial Regulatory Reform Bill that has passed the Congress and is becoming law is just a fantastic piece of legislation in many regards. It's heroic as it is historic. And importantly, what it will give us is an overall systemic regulatory regime. Somebody watching over these large financial institutions that folks thought were too big to fail, well, they fell, and they fell on a lot of hardworking Americans. So we need somebody, some entity, if you will, to look over the sort of financial integrity of these large institutions. This bill does that, importantly. It's a wide-ranging piece of legislation, which is why it's fairly large and complicated, in that it reaches really every corner of our financial economy, everything from the corporate and bank boardrooms on Wall Street to the homeowners in the heartland and every place in between. It's a really important piece of legislation. Specifically, some of the individual things it'll do that I think are really important are it will give transparency to currently dark markets. When I say dark markets, what I'm talking about is transactions that occur that are out of the purview of regulators' vision. Let me give you a quick idea of what I'm talking about. Currently, the regulated commodity exchanges, the things that the government sees, account for about $5 trillion of trading annually. $5 trillion. Yet the over-the-counter markets, that these dark markets that I'm talking about, represent over $600 trillion. $5 trillion versus $600 trillion. And that $600 trillion, that can have an impact on the prices that people pay for just about everything they use, whether or not it's a home mortgage, a gallon of gasoline, or a gallon of orange juice. These futures markets have an impact on that very directly. So it's important not just to these markets and not just to our economy, but to consumers, to ensure that they are paying a fair price. We don't dictate prices in government, but we try to ensure that these markets are free and fair, that they're devoid of fraud, abuse, and manipulation, that they operate efficiently and effectively. This legislation is going to help us do that. In addition, it gives us two other things I wanted to mention. One is it will impose position limits on traders. What I mean by position limits are it will put a cap on the amount that an individual trader can hold. The problem, in my view, what's happened in the last several years is that these positions have become so large that they may have been able to contort markets because the concentration of an individual's large positions, whether or not it's 10, 20, or more percent of a market, that could sway the market, and we don't want that. Like I said, we want efficient and effective markets. This legislation will impose these position limits. the agency, the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, where we are now, we will impose the actual levels of those positions. But it's not a question, as it was before this bill became law, as to whether or not we will do that. They will be imposed. They will be imposed. And the last thing I wanted to mention is something that they call disruptive trading practices. It's hard to believe when I tell people that our manipulation standard is broken, but it is. And when I say manipulation standard, what I'm talking about is going after folks who try to push around these markets, make a buck for themselves or their company. We've only had one single successful prosecution in 35 years. A dismal record. But that's true. So the law is broken, and this bill fixes it. It gives us the authority to go after manipulation and manipulation-like practices, these disruptive trading practices. It'll allow us to put folks in jail. It'll allow them to us to fine them. And it'll make these markets better, operate in a better way. As I say, not just for the economy, but for consumers. So overall, I really thank the members of Congress who had the foresight in moving forward with this legislation, some as early as 2 years ago, and in particular, President Obama, who came out of the gates strong on this right after he was inaugurated, took a personal interest in the idea that we need to pass this legislation. What he said, his clarion call for this legislation was, after the economic calamity we've had, after letting some run roughshod over these markets for years, a decade of deregulation, all the way back since 1999 with the deregulation of the Glass-Steagall Act, he said, we can't continue the way we have. Status quo is unacceptable. And what this legislation does, it puts sideboards on the free market. Everybody wants a free market, but we certainly don't want these wild and exotic mortgages that were taking place all over the country, led to the collapse of AIG, Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, and it was the folks like you that took money out of their pockets and had to pay in the form of this bailout. We won't have to do that again because of this bill. It's an important piece of legislation. Pleased to support it and thank everybody who worked on it. Thanks very much.
That was Commissioner Chilton. This is not to say there's nasty evil stuff in the financial reform regulation, as we found out after the health care reform bill was passed. Little sections sneaked in on the $600 reporting requirement, which, by the way, I'm grateful to see that a lot of people have finally started to wake up about that as more and more media are now reporting on that. But the centerpiece of Commissioner Chilton's statement affirms that the new law mandates that the CFTC establish position limits in order to prevent market concentration. And as Ted Butler in a note to his clients said, position limits in silver to break the stranglehold of concentration on the short side of COMEX silver has been my mission for 25 years. Chilton confirms that will be the law. Well, time will tell. But I'll take the 40-odd cent move in silver today as a sign of things to come. We'll be back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time to pop that top. And fellas, I know you're ready to ride. We went crazy, cooped up all winter long. And school is out, so let's get it on. Flip-flop tanks and some white sand, I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool, yeah. Summer night. Of paradise. Summer nights, everybody's feeling sexy. Holler if you're ready for some summer nights.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on this Thursday. Well, I got some good news for you. Speaking to my supplier today, he has access to a silver coin I haven't seen for a very, very long time. And probably is the second most popular silver coin to the American Eagle that I've ever seen, and that's the American Buffalo. It actually looks like a large nickel, to be perfectly honest with you. Same buffalo design on the coin. It is, without question, a very nice coin. And the price is obviously also very nice. They are selling for $1.58 over spot, which based on where spot is right now means that a case, and unfortunately because it's the same supplier that supplies me with silver eagles, he only sells them by the case. So a case of 500 Buffalo silver rounds today will run you $9,800. Now I want you to keep that in context. Because, as you know, it's not only silver that's manipulated, but obviously the biggest manipulation takes place in the gold market. This is no shock or surprise. As Adrian Douglas, board member of GATA, recently wrote to his clients, where he once again takes a hard look at the gold market and provides evidence of gold price manipulation. And these are his conclusions. One, the gold price is suppressed through fractional reserve banking. We know this. The gold market is selling on average 45 ounces of gold for every real 1 ounce of physical gold via unallocated gold. This is a form of fractional reserve banking in the gold business. In other words, the gold market is backed by only 2.3% of gold. Now here's the shocker. The true price of physical gold is currently around $54,000 an ounce if fractional reserve bullion banking did not exist. In the presence of fractional reserve banking with a 2.3% gold backing, the market price of gold is reduced to $1,200 an ounce. The U.S. dollar has a purchasing power that is 45 times overvalued. The way to end gold price suppression is for investors to ensure they have allocated physical bullion, preferably held outside of the bullion banking system. So the solution, buy physical. The sick joke of the gold cartel is that whether you hold dollars or unallocated gold, you only have a 2.3% of gold backing. However, the trade of the century is to buy actual physical metal with your dollars, or if you have unallocated gold, to demand physical delivery. Excuse moi. In this way, you can trade something with 2.3% gold backing for investment that is 100% gold. We reported to you about a week ago of another person's analysis of should we return to the historic norms of 16-to-1 ratio of gold to silver, and then what it would mean if some of these experts that have predicted $5,000 and $10,000 gold were correct. And these people that have predicted $5,000 and $10,000 gold are no slouches by any stretch of the imagination. They are very notable of smart people, like Jim Ricketts, for instance, who sees $10,000 gold. And gold at $10,000 with a historic ratio of 16-to-1, returning to the gold and silver markets, would put silver somewhere south of $700 an ounce. Well, that's probably the biggest spread I've ever seen. So the potential in silver, in my humble opinion, just using simple math, is huge. And we may look back at $18 silver as a gift of epic proportion. We'll take another break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
They wake up in the morning and they drink their coffee black. They love their women, won't be shy of a heart attack. On the way to work they might stop by a fishing hole. That's how country boys roll. Job gets done. Weekends they barbecue and have a cold one. They run on a big old heart and a pinch of gold. That's how country boys roll.
Welcome back to Flipside for this Thursday. Well, I'm looking forward to next week. Why? Because on Wednesday, it's the start of the miners reporting second quarter earnings. According to Reuters today, out of Toronto, North American gold miners are expected to report bumper second quarter profits in coming weeks on the back of record high bullion prices. Gold, which rose to a record of more than $1,260 an ounce in June, averaged nearly $1,200 an ounce in the quarter, up about 8% from the previous quarter and nearly 30% above year-earlier levels. With many gold producers in the process of starting production at new mines or ramping up output at existing projects, analysts see strong bullion price as a big driver in the current quarter and beyond. That said, declines in the price of byproduct metals like copper and zinc, along with the impact of slightly higher mining costs, could chip away at some of the gains. Well, we don't have to fear that after seeing Freeport-McMoRan's second quarter earnings, which came out yesterday. Shareholders are going to be looking for gold companies to achieve the higher profits that they have promised, because they are no longer have an excuse of the gold price not outpacing cost of inflation, said Dalman Rose, analyst for Adam Graf. However, it's a common mistake to assume that the higher gold price will automatically translate into higher profits, as taxes and royalties also rise along with higher revenue. Stocks to look at that are reporting next week Wednesday: Newmont Mining, Goldcorp, Agnico Eagle, Barrick, and Eldorado Gold will be posting their results on Thursday. While all major North American gold producers are expected to outpace results from a year earlier, top-rated analysts expect Goldcorp and its smaller rival Kinross to handily beat current consensus expectations of 28 cents a share and 16 cents a share, respectively. I get a lot of emails from people, more asking, well, they ask me about a lot of stuff, but it seems as though ever since I got onto this mining kick, I get a lot of emails about the miners that I have. I own Agnico Eagle, and I don't want to bore you with this, but I don't put that into my stable of miners that I play around with, just simply because I own the certificates, so it's something that I actually don't even watch the price. It's strange, but when you own the certificates, it's not like trading the markets in any way, shape, or form, just simply because it means nothing. And besides, I bought those when Agnico Eagle, I don't know what it was, $26 a share. But the miners that I do play around with, and there's not many of them, my two biggest holdings are in Golden Star Resources and Hecla Mining. Now, Hecla is an amazing story in and of itself. This is the oldest producing silver mine in America. It's trading today, closed up 14 cents. It's trading under $5 at $4.84. Let me remind you, silver is $18 an ounce. Hecla has, without question, the potential to go to $10 and above. And the same goes for Golden Star Resources. Now, this is a $4 stock. It was actually $3.89 a few days ago. Today, it's $4.06, was up 8 cents today. But year to date, there's no question that Golden Star Resources leads the pack. Let's see. Golden Star Resources, year to date, up 361%. Hecla is the lagger. You would assume that at some point it will catch up. Hecla year to date is up 115%. And so when you look at these miners, and I've got to throw this disclaimer in as well. This is fun money. In other words, if I lost it all tomorrow, I wouldn't be devastated in any way, shape, or form. I do this for fun more than anything else, just to see how I compare with those really smart people on CNBC and come out every day with new buy recommendations that basically are sending the people who listen to them to the poorhouse. I find it kind of ironic that a few days ago, Maria Bartiromo, when gold prices were down, was doing a segment on how profitable GLD was. And I find that kind of ironic because today she was out with Martin Zimmerman, a regular, by the way, on the Glenn Beck show that shows you where his head's at, trouncing gold, saying gold's a worthless investment. Well, whenever you hear anybody talking like that, you obviously know where their ideological center is. These are Keynesians, pure and simple. These are people that were brought up learning that that deficits do not matter, that governments have the power to print as much money as they like with absolutely no consequences in any way, shape, or form. And they've been wrong ever since then. And if you analyze, obviously, the financial turmoil we've gone through for the past few years, it's not a failure of so-called capitalism, free markets, in any way, shape, or form. It's a failure of Keynesian economics. But because the vast majority of the unwashed out there have bought into that concept, because that's what they were taught in college, because every single institute of higher learning in their economics classes all teach, they all sing from the same hymn book. They are as brainwashed as the evangelical Christians are, even more so, because they look up to Keynes as some sort of economic guru. And so, when we look at these miners, it always amazes me. Like, for instance, the report that came out the other day that said the miners had already discounted better than expected second quarter earnings. Now, where did they get that from? How do they even know that? Where does that train of thought come from? So I can see some big gains in the next 2 weeks. Because there's no question in my mind, the miners are going to have blowout numbers. Unless there's some serious skullduggery going on. Now there's another miner I have. That I play around with, and these, I guess you can call them penny stocks, even though it shouldn't be called a penny stock because it sells for over a dollar. And it's one that, it's called Brigus Gold now. It used to be Apollo Gold, but there was a merger a couple of weeks back, and it's now been listed as Brigus Gold. Its stock symbol is BRD. It's trading for $1.22 a share. It has some interesting properties, to say the least. Where could it go? I have absolutely no idea. This is one of those miners that you take a flyer on it. And at $1 a share, well, I managed to scrape up $1,000, so I own 1,000 shares of the proud owner, I might add, of Brigus Gold Corp. And so those are primarily the three stocks that I own. Golden Star Resources, Hecla Mining, and happy to say that Brigus Gold is now part of the pack. But unfortunately for me, I don't have any more dry powder. I was tempted to pick up some more Golden Star Resources today, but then obviously I got sidetracked with Brigus. Now, as I said, this is pure speculation on my part. I have no insight. I haven't done any in-depth analysis. I haven't looked at who the mining operators are. I haven't looked at the senior management, how competent they are. All I simply do is look at a chart and see where a price has been, where it is now, in relation to what the price of gold was, and I make a decision based on that. It's pretty much how I pick racehorses. I have a very easy criteria for picking racehorses. I look for pretty gray horses. That's that's my sole criteria in picking racehorses. If they're big and they're gray and they're pretty, that's how I pick racehorses. So you know how much theory I put into these things. But we cannot continue along this current path that we are following. I mean, today's action in the market should tell you something. And today's action, outside of obviously my theory about the CFTC's announcement, is that there's now wide-held belief, because of statements made by Ben Bernanke at the hearing today, that the Federal Reserve will enter into, now they don't even call it quantitative easing any longer, they've now reduced it to letters, it's just simply called QE. See, because they want to keep the people in the dark, that the Fed's not printing money. Well, you know, the Federal Reserve's going to enter into QE. QE? Well, as we reported, Federal Reserve to act to stimulate U.S. growth. And that, by its very nature, is going to drive the dollar lower. Which ultimately, as soon as that happened, it boosts the appeal for metals as an alternative asset. I mean, you've even got Dennis Gartman out there right now talking about gold achieving the role of the world's reserve currency. Always makes me nervous when Gartman says stuff like that. Considering whenever he says anything nice about gold, he always premises it by saying, I'm not a gold bug. But as I said, Ben Bernanke told Congress today that the central bank is ready to take further policy actions. Now tomorrow, we get the announcement on, well, maybe we do, on how well the stress test has done in Europe. See how many banks are capitalized enough to take another severe hit. And as we have pointed out before, that nobody at CNBC can figure out is why is there $2 trillion sitting on corporate America's balance sheets? Well, it's sitting there, not earning diddly squat, outside of 2.5%, if you call that anything, because they are very nervous about what's coming down the pike. Nobody knows what's in the financial reform regulations bill that could be a Trojan horse. Nobody knows how the health care reform is going to affect bottom lines of companies. Nobody knows if the job picture is going to get any better anytime soon. And nobody knows the full impact of the increase in taxes that is coming in 2011. So with all these uncertainties in the future, it's virtually impossible for companies to predict 6 months down the road in order to increase their investments. And so rather than speculate, well, it's a 50-50 shot they got, rather than speculate on what may or may not happen, they're going to sit on that $2 trillion. That $2 trillion is not coming anywhere, much to the chagrin of everybody on CNBC, who are thinking that any moment now, that $2 trillion is going to come flooding back into the market, and happy days will be here again. But they won't be. There's many more problems out there to deal with. I hate to tell you this, but it's a simple fact of life. Anyway, we'll take another short break, and be right back after these important messages.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear. Out on 49, man, I can see the lights. School's out and the night's rolling, man, just like a long lost friend you ain't seen in a while. You can't help but smile. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. It's a simple wine, it's summertime, sweet summertime.
Call it back to the flip side for this Thursday. Okay, I'm going to make a profound statement. I'm smarter than Warren Buffett. And it just amazes me how the investment world is so enamored by the sage from Omaha. Because if we look at his record over the past 10 years, it's pathetic. But yet thousands of people will go to the annual get-together that Warren Buffett throws every year, and is hailed and praised as the greatest investment mind the world has ever known. Someone sent me a chart today of Berkshire Hathaway and its track record since 2001. Berkshire Hathaway stock has risen 100%. The two markets that CNBC touts every day, is pretty much zero. In other words, if you invested in the Dow or NASDAQ in 2001, today you're at break even. If you invested in Berkshire Hathaway, you're up 100%. But if you listen to kooks like me, and many others out there, and in 2001 you decided to put your faith in hard assets like gold and silver, you're up 1,100%. So in other words, those of us who have been advocating the holding of physical gold and silver have beaten Warren Buffett's profit returns by 1,000%. Is it any wonder we get no respect? But I guess you can analyze it as saying that's the herd mentality. It's a herd mentality in many aspects. There are some very important stories posted on eaglesup.com today that you should take time to read, because it explains a lot of the stuff that's going on. And in large part, it deals with Christian Zionism and its influences, how U.S. goes from leading to lagging in college graduates, and yes, an article about American exceptionalism, which more than likely is one of the biggest problems afflicting the large majority of the unwashed. Misguided principles. Well, we'll do this again tomorrow, my friends. Till then, see you, bye.
With recent internet